VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hour number three of VSiN Prime Time alongside Matt Humans. I'm Tim Murray. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Dos minutos. 19-15 is the score. It has been a ugly first quarter, much to the delight of my partner, Matt Humans, over here.
If you bet it under, you need it to be ugly. This has been almost as ugly as the Elon Musk, Donald Trump breakup on social media today.
Well, good thing we work at a betting network, and people can check that out for themselves. I don't care what those gentlemen are doing there on social media. But 21-15 right now after a couple of Hartenstein free throws there. Isaiah Hartenstein making those free throws. Total down to 217.5, Matt. Let me ask you this question. You are someone who has a nice ticket right now at 231.5. Is there going to come a point in time as we watch this where you're going to try to get in on a middle?
Yes, but it's not yet. The total's dropped to 218.5. If the total drops, I'd say about 5 points more, I am going to shoot for a middle. We'll see what happens here, but it's 23-15 with 125 to go. Thunder's going to score. Not sure what's going to happen on the Pacers' possession, but we got 38 points with a little over a minute to go in the first quarter. I want to see this total dip a little bit more, and then I'll probably come back with an over bet of about half my original bet to shoot for a middle here. But yeah, Tim, I bet under 231.5 before the game, and if I made that bet actually on Tuesday night. It was South Point, a couple places offshore, had 231.5. I was thinking I should wait to see if this gets to 232, 232.5, but it didn't seem like the market was going to quite get that high. So I played under 231.5. I mean, how many points is enough for you on a middle, on a total? If I got somewhere a 15 or a little bit more than 15, I think that's worth a shot.
Yeah, no doubt. And right now, with a minute to go in the first quarter, 23-15. Matt, the first quarter total was 56.5, and we now have 40 points as SGA hits a fadeaway from the baseline.
Another timeout for the Pacers. That's two in this quarter.
SGA, I tell you what, man, inside the arc, that dude does not miss many bunnies inside the arc. He is actually 4 of 10 tonight, so he's not shooting as well as you may think. But a beautiful step back. It's a little friendly push of a Pascal Siakam to create a little room. 10-point lead for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And SGA, your league's leading scorer, your MVP, he has 11 points to start this NBA final. So while there might be some nerves for some of these guys, it certainly doesn't look like the league's MVP is dealing with any nerves. Live number on him, actually, believe it or not, has come down just a little bit. It was as high as 37.5. Right now sits at 36.5. SGA over under on points closed at around 33.5 out there in the market. And he's off to a strong start here if you bet over SGA.
And that's one reason I didn't really want to play the Pacers tonight. Game one of the finals. A team that's never been here before, even though you could say, well, they get some, you know, they're not necessarily all rookies or second-year guys. They do have some veterans on this team, no question about it, but they've never been on this stage. And, Tim, when you're on the road, I think nerves impact you a little bit more. The home team tonight's going to feel comfortable. Hey, it's almost like another home game. And what you're going to see is SGA off to a hot start on his home court. The role players for OKC probably going to play a little bit better tonight. It's stage fright, something that kind of sets in for role players a little bit more when you're on the road. And that's why in game one, I wasn't really interested in playing the Pacers. If they get their butts kicked tonight, I might come back and take the points with the Pacers in game two.
Yeah.
Thinking, then you're going to get a more motivated team that's going to settle into the series a little bit, figure some things out from taking a loss in game one, and then the Pacers might be a little bit better bet in game two. Anyway, right now, in the final minute of the first quarter, it's 27-17. For as ugly as this first quarter's been, you still got 44 points on the board. I've seen far worse first quarters in NBA playoff history than this one. And OKC up 10. And the
Isaiah
Pacers,
Hartenstein able to get to the bucket again.
Live number up to 14.5. And Tim, Right now, if OKC wins this game in a blowout, it's not going to surprise me. I'm not looking to take the 13.5, 14.5 with the Pacers because they're just not into this game right now.
I mean, you look at, you know, we were talking earlier in the show. I don't remember if it was Zach Cohen or Daniel Karpuk, but they were talking about the Pacers, and it's true. This is not a team that typically turns the ball over all that much. Give credit to Oklahoma City's defense. They've forced 8 turnovers so far in this game. However, Matt, they're not shooting that well. The Thunder, right now, 42% from the field, and the Pacers are going to hit a 3 here on this possession. So the 3-pointers, as Obi Toppin hits it from the top of the arc, kind of allowing the Pacers to lurk around. It has been a game mostly controlled by the Oklahoma City Thunder. Was that a foul in the backcourt?
That's a terrible foul. They just fouled Shai Gilgeous-Alexander 60 feet from the basket.
I mean,
my gosh.
Look, if you're going to foul someone, probably don't foul SGA, who entering today is a 89.8% free throw shooter.
What are you doing?
And that is as boneheaded of a mistake as there is, Matt. You're giving essentially Oklahoma City 2 free points on the final possession of the first quarter.
Yeah, Pacers not playing a high IQ first quarter tonight, and a lot of things going wrong here. Down 29-20 with about 15 seconds going.
Even though
a
90% free throw shooter is about to miss his second free throw.
He's missed some free throws in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He has. I've been surprised how many free throws SGA has missed in the playoffs. Looks like it's 29-20 with about 4 seconds to go. Clock stopped. Not sure what's going to happen. End of the first quarter, 29-20. That is going to be the score. So, Tim, as ugly as that was, still 49 points on the board. It's not like you can celebrate and do some sort of dance if you bet the under pregame because it's not.
I just wanted to see you dance.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to celebrate or do a dance because you still got 49 points on the board with as bad as that offensive first quarter was. It's not that far below the pace of the under. In fact, the live total, 220.5. Doesn't it feel like that was just as bad a first quarter as those two teams can play offensively or close to it? Right?
Yeah, I mean, you think about the turnovers we saw from the Pacers, 8 turnovers in that opening half. The Thunder struggling a bit from the field, shooting around 42%. The first quarter total was 56.5, so an easy cash to the under. But you do wonder if folks like our good friend Wes Reynolds and colleague here at VSiN, who recommended the first half under, now you're sitting at 49, 112.5 is the second half full half number. You know, once again, unlikely. You know, you need 63 points in the second quarter, but not impossible.
Right.
Certainly when you look at a second quarter number there. So right now, second quarter number looks like some shops offshore have it at 56.5 for the total, same number as we saw in the first quarter. So one quarter in the books, Matt. Right now, you've got an under ticket at 231.5. That's moved 11 points. If you had a pre-flop position, we currently sit at OKC minus 12.5. Looking at the Pacers, and I think I know your answer – from what we've seen in that first quarter, does this feel like this could trend towards a blowout, or a Pacers team that we know has had some magical comebacks against the Bucks, second round against the Cavs, in the Eastern Conference Finals, game one against the Knicks? Do you think they have it in them tonight that you would look for a in-game number on the Pacers?
Not right now. I have not seen many positive indicators for the Pacers to say, yeah, grab the points. So live number is 12.5. Money line is minus 810 and plus 500. I haven't seen much here. The Pacers not shooting it all that well. Like you said, been way too sloppy with the ball with, 8 turnovers in the first quarter.
And 9 turnovers.
9 turnovers in the first quarter. And also that dumb foul 60 feet from the basket to send SGA to the free throw line. That was bad basketball from Indiana in the first quarter. And, you know, it might just be one of those situations where they're going to play poorly most of this night, get their butts beat, and then come back and where they're going to be a better bet and more motivated team in game two. As the trends, Tim, we talked about the trends for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
The underdog gets its butt beat almost all the time in game one of the NBA Finals. 2-18 straight up the last 20 years, the underdog in game one, and this game is trending in the same direction. I've not seen much here or anything here so far to tell me to jump on the Pacers.
How about this, Matt? They just flashed this stat on the broadcast. The Indiana Pacers, who have 9 turnovers in the first quarter, Matt, that ties the most turnovers in the first quarter the entire entire postseason. So no team has had more than nine, and that ties the worst. Think about it this way.
That's a lot.
In Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Matt, the Pacers had 12 turnovers. They've got nine in the first quarter in this game. Now, I know the Knicks are not known for their defensive prowess, but still, just to put it into perspective, and then you think about someone like Tyrese Halliburton, who had, you know, essentially a perfect game in that Game 4, 130 to 121 win. He goes for 31 points in that one. No, he went for 32 points, 15 assists, 12 rebounds, and no turnovers. In that game, Matt, 11 turnovers as a team. So the Oklahoma City Thunder, you're seeing what they're capable of. If you had never seen it before, this is what they're capable of from a defensive standpoint, forcing nine turnovers. Now, some of that goes hand-in-hand with the Pacers. They were sloppy as well, but there you go. Nine turnovers, eight field goals made in the first quarter.
Well, you're going to make it three here to open the second quarter, so... Is that Obi Toppin, or who is that?
I think that was Obi Toppin from the corner. I think that's his second three of the game.
Yeah, there you go. The Pacers open the second quarter with a three. That's the thing. I think it's going to take some adjustment time for the Pacers to figure out what OKC does on D, how they can get their how they can get a higher percentage shots, and they're not going to get a lot of fast break opportunities. It's just not going to happen in this series. That's where the Pacers made their hay against the Knicks. A ton of points off turnovers. That's not going to happen tonight. They got to figure out how to execute their half-court offense and get good shots. And so far, that really hadn't happened. They've got 23 points in the first 16 minutes of this game.
Right now, Live Line has the Thunder as a 12.5-point favorite. Thunder lead early in the second quarter by eight.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Game one of the NBA Finals is underway in Oklahoma City. We got a three. Was that Ben Shepherd? I think it might have been.
I believe that was Ben Shepherd, the sharpshooter out of Belmont, the former Bruin. And that gets Dan Karpuk over his Ben Shepherd prop of a half-made three-pointer.
Well done, Dan.
Nice job, Dan. And that was we were talking about that with him in the pregame. I like that, too. You knew Shepherd was going to get a couple open looks, maybe three open looks tonight. Knock one down. And he knocks his first one down. Dan's got a prop winner in the second quarter tonight with the Belmont Bruins sharpshooter hitting. And Pacers down 35-28 with 9 minutes to go here before the half.
Yeah, well done. I think that closed around minus 135 at DraftKings over a half three. So will he make a free throw? Will he make a three? So well done. Dan Karpuk was on earlier in the show with that best bet. So we'll keep an eye on his other ones. I do know, Matt, he also had over, I believe, Obi Toppin points and rebounds, 10.5, and that's off to a phenomenal start as he has 6 points and three rebounds. So we'll keep tabs on these props. 9-point lead right now for the Thunder as Jalen Williams at the free throw line, the pride of Santa Clara, giving the Oklahoma City Thunder a 9-point advantage right now.
Garbage foul call there. There's been a couple foul calls made against the Pacers I didn't like. One that sent Caruso to the free throw line, this one here. Those were not fouls. It's just it's a play-on situation. I think the officials, you know, it's the NBA Finals for the officials too, right? They want some attention. They want to be involved in the game. Those last two foul calls against Indiana did not need to be made. But, again, you're going to get the worst of the whistle probably when you're on the road in the finals, and that's been the case so far. 37-28 with 8:45 to go. Pacers blow a opportunity to score in the lane there and really having a lot of trouble. And there's another foul call. It's going to send Chet Holmgren to the free throw line. But, Tim, when you watch this, this is going to be a big thing that Rick Carlisle and the Pacers are going to have to figure out in this series. How do you execute your half-court offense against an elite defense? It's a very difficult thing to do.
And when you looked at some of the advanced numbers, Matt, you also looked at a team that limits their opponents on transition. And that's what the Pacers love to do. Yep. You and I pointed it out, and it was a bet that was pretty easy to cash. The over in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Tyrese Haliburton said, we didn't run the ball enough. And maybe that will be the case. Maybe they'll try to figure out ways heading into Game 2.
A lot easier to do that against the Knicks than it is against the Thunder.
Yes,
no doubt.
As right now an 11-point lead for the Thunder. You know, and I forget, I believe it was Game 4 of the Thunder and Wolves series. We were sitting here in studio, and every time the Wolves made a run, the Thunder were there to counter it. Yeah. I don't think we're to that level yet, Matt, but you see a three.
That was Game 4 in Minnesota, right?
Right, yeah. And you see Ben Shepherd hit a three, cuts the deficit down to 7. Thunder respond. They get to the bucket. They get fouled. Back-to-back possessions, Matt, and now 11-point lead. Ben Shepherd, by the way, good that Dan Karpuk's prop hit because he already has 3 fouls. So definitely not a guy you're going to get out there for his defensive mindset. But Miles Turner down there working his way to get some free throws as well. So right now, free throws not the best for the under better. And as we look at it right now, Matt, 226.5 is where we're back at. So things won't be that easy. I thought you made a really good point. As ugly as that first quarter was, we still did have 49 points in that opening quarter.
It was not that far under pace with 49 points, and that was about as ugly as that first quarter could possibly be. But they still found ways to put points on the board, free throws, and right now we're sitting at 39-30. You know, it's easy to have regrets because in live betting, the toughest thing to figure out is when to pull the trigger. When do you think this number is going to bottom out? When's the perfect time to bet it? In retrospect, I wish I would have bet over, what was it, 217.5?
Somewhere in that. I think it was 15 or 16, something like that, 216, 215.
I was waiting for it to get down around 214.5, 212.5, and it didn't quite get there. Then there was a spike in the scoring. I could have set up a middle. It's too late now. The live total is back to 226.5. And I told you, this might be the last total I bet in this series. It's not fun to bet totals. Especially unders. It's not fun to bet unders. You're sitting here rooting for missed shots.
Gosh.
You hate it when teams go to the free throw line, when the points are scored, when the clock is stopped. And it's not a lot of fun. It's not a fun bet to make. Tyrese Haliburton with an open three, and he makes it. 39-33, 7:50 to go. Pacers within 6. Timeout, OKC.
So, Matt, I'm looking at this game right now. We're, you know, 7:50 to go in the second quarter. Thunder lead by 6. Mm-hmm. Live line sits at 11.5. And as we watch it, and then you look at the box score, I don't know what to make of this because the Pacers uncharacteristically have turned the ball over 11 times. They turned it over 12 in the game Game 6 clincher against the Knicks.
By the way, OKC has only 3 turnovers.
Oklahoma City, though, is shooting just 36% from the field. They have 11 more shot attempts than the Pacers. So what is going to even out? Do we see the Pacers clean things up as tonight and the series goes on? Or do we see the Thunder shoot a little bit better? Maybe a little bit of both.
Because a little bit of both.
I can make an argument on both sides saying, man, Pacers are playing like crap and they're only down 6. But I could also say the Thunder are shooting like crap and they're up 6. So it's hard for me to see what's sustainable here. I tend to think the defense that we're seeing from the Thunder is a little bit more sustainable than their poor shooting. This is certainly something to be a little bit worried about for the Thunder. And I know our good friend Chris Massaro, who has tweeted his heart out throughout the Western Conference side of the playoffs, because the Thunder at times can be frustrating from an offensive standpoint. But the Pacers, how about this, Matt? For as much as they've struggled in the turnovers, they're 43% from 3. What did you mention going into tonight? Best three-point shooting team in the playoffs.
Yeah, Pacers 40% from 3, best shooting three-point team in the playoffs, and OKC 33.6% by comparison. And, Tim, that's basically what we've seen here so far in this game. Pacers 6 for 14 from 3, that's 43%. OKC 3 for 8. And not getting a lot of three-point attempts here early, but what's going to happen is the Pacers are going to turn the ball over in this series more than they typically do. That's just what the OKCD does to you. Pacers will absolutely have to hit around 40% or more from 3 to stay in these games or have a chance to win these games. So I think the way things have played out so far is rather predictable. With the Pacers hot from 3 but down 6, just hanging around, but they've turned the ball over a little bit too much.
Live player prop, we like to keep our eyes on this. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who I believe is taking his normal rest to start the second quarter, Matt. His number was peak at 37.5. It is now down to 35.5. He's got 12 points. How about Tyrese Haliburton? You said he's got to get it going. He has hit two threes, Matt, and his total or his point total late in the first quarter when he was sitting there with zero was at 13.5. It's back to his pre-flop number of 17.5. He's got 6 points right now, a couple of threes there in this Pacers deficit as they trail 39-33.
Speaking of Chris Massaro, pro sports bettor from San Diego via Boston, where he grew up, he is out in Saratoga right now, Western New York. He's out there with Paul Bovey, another pro bettor. Those guys love to bet the horses.
Does Bovey have sleeves on?
Nah, not today. Wait till I show you the shirt that Bovey's got on today. It's... It's tighter than the skin on bologna. You're not going to believe this. Anyway, those guys are out at Saratoga betting the horses, getting ready for the Belmont this weekend. And Paul told me that Chris has sent two meals back to the kitchen tonight. That sounds like the guy that you know and love, right? Unhappy with the way the chef made the meal, sent it back. Whatever.
I told Chris, I'm worried about him. I'm worried about that blood pressure.
I think he tweeted about it, though.
No.
41-33, OKC gets a bucket out of the timeout here, and we got 7 minutes to go before the half. Really, I don't feel great about this pregame total under 231.5 because this game has been hard to watch from an offensive perspective. Oof. It's SGA knocked down a mid-range jumper, but the live total is still 225.5.
Hey, folks, if you want to bet smarter this football season, well, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today, and you'll get a full year for just $199, plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum, a no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter NFL bets. So sign up now. You get instant access to our daily email with all our best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, our NFL betting guide, which will be dropping July 1st. So don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Head on over to vsin.com/subscribe. The promo code is BOOK, B-O-O-K, vsin.com/subscribe. 41-33 right now in the second quarter, and the Pacers are going to head to the free throw line and get a couple of free throws. Andrew Nembhard.
That's a bogus call, too. I mean, that's just one of these officials. You need to swallow the whistle once in a while. Tim, watch the replay on this. He tries to shot fake Dort into the air. He's ineffective at
that. He shook hands.
It doesn't happen. Look, how is that a foul? How is that a foul? He moved into the defender, Lou Dort, who just held his position. So anyway, I think a lot of times these officials want to be too much a part of the game.
11.5 is the point spread, 6:20 to go in the second quarter. 41-34 is the score. The Thunder, a 7-point lead in game one of the NBA Finals.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We're sitting here wondering who's going to make the three, because we knew, based off of looking at the live line, that Oklahoma City was going to hit another three, Matt. And a timeout has been called, the third timeout called by the Indiana Pacers in this opening half, as it is 47-37. And similar to what we mentioned in game four of the Western Conference Finals, get a couple punches thrown by the Indiana Pacers, back-to-back three-pointers hit by the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they got to stop. The Pacers did. Tyrese Halliburton's bringing the ball up the court, and against this defense, you got to be aware of your surroundings. Lou Dort, yep. Boop, pops it from behind. That possession leads to a three.
Good point there, and that's poor court awareness by Halliburton, because you got to know these guys are swarming to the ball, and Halliburton's leading the break and has no idea. He's got a defender about ready to poke the ball out from behind him. You got to be better than that. You got to be more secure with that in the ball, and that's the Pacers doing a poor job of that in the first half tonight. What's the turnover count now? Around 14?
I believe we're at 14.
14 turnovers. Way
15.
Too many.
15.
Way too many. That would be really bad for the Indiana Fever. We're talking about the Pacers.
Or without Caitlin Clark, though.
Right. A Pacers, either way. A Pacers team that typically does not turn the ball over a lot. Tyrese Haliburton coughs it up there. Leads to a three-point opportunity for the Thunder. And the Pacers had this down to 41-37. And boom, three-pointer, 47-37, just like that. Talking about the Thunder and their ability to answer. Pacers cut it to four, have a lot of momentum. Now it's back up to 10, just like that. Number at DraftKings, 12.5. Total, 221.5. The Thunder minus 920 on the money line. I know the Pacers have been comeback kids during the playoffs. They've had three comebacks from down, what, 15 points or more, I think?
Yeah, they've had three in the final minute of seven or more, too.
Pacers are not going to come back and win this game tonight. Cut that clip. Make it a freezing cold take if the Pacers come back and win it. But I'm telling you, they're not going to win this game tonight, Tim. They're too sloppy with the ball. And they're gonna learn from what they from the mistakes they made in this game one tonight, and I think they're gonna come back and be a better bet in game two. You cannot have 14 turnovers in the first half of an NBA game. This is unacceptable.
It's 15 now. 15 turnovers for
Did they turn it over during the commercial break?
They might have. I don't know. Might have tripped over on the sidelines. But how about this? So the thing I was asking you in the last segment is this. The Pacers, uncharacteristically, 15 turnovers. That's terrible. The Thunder are just 11 of 32 shooting inside the arc, man. Yeah. So they're missing bunny after bunny. I agree with you. I would not bet this game on the side right now. If I had to bet it right now, I would bet Thunder at minus 12.5. I feel like they're going to start making some of these bunnies, but... What I am curious about, and I'll be honest, Matt, because you and I don't have a pre-flop bet on the side. You have the under right now, total down to 221.5. I kind of want the Thunder to run away and hide so that we can get an inflated number potentially in game two. This game closed at 10. If the Thunder go out and win by 20, what do we open up at? Do we open up at 10.5? Do we open up at 11? I mean, do we get a 12? That's where I think...
If the Thunder win this game by 20, there's a chance you're going to see 12 for the next game. And I know that sounds high, but at the same time, you had a lot of sharp bettors laying 9.5 and even 10 tonight, right? And there's a lot of people who think this is going to be a sweep, this series is going to be a runaway. I always say don't overreact to what you see in the first game of a series because an NBA playoff series is about adjustments, and the best coaches are going to make adjustments, and Rick Carlisle is trying to do that on the fly right now, but the Pacers are going to make better adjustments between games one and two. This is the first time they've seen this defense live, the playoff version. Mm-hmm. They saw it during the playoffs and regular season are two totally different animals. So after the Pacers see it tonight, they're going to be able to adjust and react, and they'll be better in game two, but that should have been
against Siakam there on, I believe that was Jalen Williams guarding him. So that should have been a foul as he was kind of slapped on the hand as Caruso misses a corner three.
That was an open three by Caruso, too. You got to make those. 47-37 with 3.5 minutes to go. And Caruso with a steal. That's an offensive
charge.
Foul. Caruso with a charge. So a couple of bad plays by Alex Caruso right there. Thunder up 10. I don't see anything here that makes me want to jump on the Pacers at plus 12.5. I think they're going to hang around this game. They're going to lose, but their adjustments are going to probably come in game two.
We got some baseball going on across the majors right now as we take a look. A final from the nation's capital as the Chicago Cubs beat the Nats today by a final of 7-1. So that was a series victory for the Chicago Cubs there in the nation's capital as they improved to 39-23. How about the Cubs playing some really good baseball on the year there? 10-point lead remains there in Oklahoma City as the Thunder lead by 10 with 3 minutes to go in this one. And the Thunder are about to increase said lead, Matt, with a three. And it is now a 13-point lead here at some point. We will get a three. Man, it's crazy how much faster the live line is than what we're watching on our screens here in studio.
My betting screen's almost a full minute ahead of what happens on the court. Actually, looking at the clock, I'm going to say the live betting is about 40 seconds ahead, right?
As there you go. It's
Lou Dort from
Lou
the corner.
Dort.
How about Lou Dort for MVP? This guy's been outstanding tonight.
Well, let's take a look, Matt. You ask, I shall answer. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander out to a minus $8 favorite to win MVP. Lou Dort, 250-1.
I don't think he's going to win MVP, but
oh, wow. Goodness gracious.
SGA,
you could build houses with that brick.
Three-point attempt that smacked off the backboard and didn't hit the rim, and we got a 52-40 lead for the Thunder with 140 to go. 52-43, Pacers about to hit a three. T.J. McConnell is one of those guys who does have to get involved here for the Pacers. McConnell, Halliburton. How about Aaron Nesmith? Been pretty quiet for a while.
Very
These guys
quiet.
Are going to have to start knocking down some threes for the Pacers to pull a little bit closer here and put some heat on the Thunder. We have, 117 to go in a half, and it's 54-43. That's 97 points. And the first half total, 113. Wes Reynolds looks like he's going to get the first half under. And Wes is going to join us at halftime.
He'll be happy, but also mad. He'll be happy that his bet came home, mm-hmm. but he is, of course, an Indiana Pacer fan, the pride of Indianapolis. He will join us coming up on the other side of the break as the Pacers being feisty heading into the locker room here, Matt. Down 9, 54-45. Total sits at 221.5. And as you mentioned, the first half number was 113, 112.5, depending on where you bet it. As Obi Toppin, nice little dish off to T.J. McConnell to make that a two-point game. But guess what? The Thunder do what they do. They're going to bounce back and hit
wow.
a three, make it 13.5-point spread. So a really nice possession. Obi Toppin has been playing pretty well, Matt. And ultimately, the Thunder are going to say, well, that was cute. We're going to hit another three-pointer here on this possession. So that is where we sit as that three from SGA as he enjoys it a bit going down the floor. Hey, folks, horse racing's Triple Crown wraps up on Saturday with the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. You can get in on the action with our friends at First Bet and play in the First Bet free First Bet and VSiN Belmont Stakes Pick'em Challenge. Enter your picks for Saturday's top races to win great prizes, up to $500 of wagering voucher from First Bet. That's the top prize, a $500 wagering voucher. Head on over to VSiN.com/Belmont to play. VSIN.com/Belmont. 19 seconds to go, Matt, in the opening half of Game 1 of the NBA Finals. A 12-point lead for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that first half total is going to be a rocking chair winner for our guy Wes Reynolds and those who tailed it, as that will head into the locker rooms 54-45.
57-45.
Oh, I'm sorry, 57. I apologize. Yes.
57-45 is going to be your halftime score, and stays way under. Live total now, 218.5. Thunder up 12.5, 13.5-point favorites for the game. All those numbers make sense. Like I said, I don't see the Pacers making a big comeback tonight. There's another turnover as we're talking. This is a season high in turnovers for a half for the Pacers tonight. And
oh,
you can say, what happened?
Alex Caruso just missed a layup at the buzzer.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
Pacers have, I believe, 18 turnovers at halftime. That's the most they've had in any half this season. I think most of that is the OKC defense. Tim, I think some of it's probably nerves too, right? Game one of the NBA Finals on the road, the Pacers have not looked like themselves tonight. And that's why I really, I was concerned that might be the case and why I did not want to bet the Pacers in this first game.
So we're at the half. We will talk to Wes Reynolds on the other side of the break. We'll get his thoughts of the first half as, once again, the Thunder up 12 at the break. Thunder not shooting the ball all that well. 20 of 54 from the field, Matt. Just 13 of 36 inside the arc. But the big story in that opening half, 18-4. Mm. What is that? Turnover
wow.
difference. 18 turnovers
Staggering
by the Pacers.
Yeah.
4 for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Pacers down 12 at the break. Your live total sits at 218.5. We'll talk to Wes Reynolds. How's he feeling about his Pacers? We'll do that on the other side of the break. It's VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
24 minutes of basketball in Oklahoma City in the books, and the Thunder have a 12-point lead at the break. That's Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. 57-45 is the halftime score. The Thunder cover the first half. The first half under comes home, and the Indiana Pacers, depending on what box score you're looking at, either have 18 or 19 turnovers, Matt. in the game. It has not been pretty for the Indiana Pacers.
I can tell you that is too many, way too many. And if you're watching ESPN, who cares what Big Perk and Screamin' A have to say? We have a better guest at halftime.
We do. We've got the pride of Indianapolis, the one and only Wes Reynolds joining us here, who did have the first half under. So he's like that Alonzo Mourning gif where he's, you know, upset, and then he kind of shrugs his shoulders like, ah, well, I won my bet. So your Pacers are down 12, but you did have the right handicap on that first half. It was a dead under, 102 total points there, Wes. I'll ask you the question I posed on Twitter. What's more likely to get cleaned up here, either tonight or moving forward? The Pacers' sloppy play, 19 turnovers against this great defense, or the Thunder's poor shooting from inside the arc? They were just 13 of 36 from inside the arc and felt like they missed a bunch of bunnies.
Yeah, probably the Thunder shooting inside the arc more likely to get cleaned up. And thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, looking at the second half number, it is now out to 2 where you are at Circus Sports. And the Pacers, by the way, in the second half of the playoffs have been excellent. So they've been a really good comeback team, you know, especially when they're down. I think they're like a 6-1 in the second half when they trail at the half. But they're lacking awareness. You know, you talked about the turnovers, apple or cherry, take your pick. I think apple was the first quarter, the second quarter, because they have 19 turnovers, lacking awareness. And Rick Carlisle, when they had him mic'd up, was telling him in the timeout, don't dribble into crowds. Well, Tyrese Halliburton can do that. He usually dribbles into crowds and finds his way out of it, but just too many good defenders. You can get away with that against Cleveland. You can get away with that against New York, but you can't get away with it against Oklahoma City with that many long defenders, with Wallace and with Dort and you know, these guys off the bench, including SGA as well. Don't want to forget about him. But all these guys can just play that role, and they're so versatile, and they can defend multiple positions, and I'm in trouble figuring it out right now.
Yeah, that's why I said I didn't want to back the Pacers tonight. I thought they were going to – there's a lot that the OKC D does going to be problematic for the Pacers. But Rick Carlisle and some of these high IQ players like Tyrese Halliburton have a better shot to figure this out as the series goes along, how you can execute your half-court offense against this Thunder defense, where the Pacers are going to find open looks, how they can get transition opportunities. All the stuff that the Pacers were so successful at against the Knicks – it's going to be a lot tougher against the Thunder. That said, Wes, I'm not giving up on the Pacers here. I kind of thought it was going to be a rough ride for them tonight. And you got to kind of put your faith in Carlisle and Halliburton and guys like this to figure it out, right?
Yeah, I think you absolutely do. I wasn't going to bet the Pacers tonight because, look, I didn't want to go against the trend. And the trend has been your best friend if you've been going the last 20 years. I think game one home favorites like 18-2 against the number, something like that. So, yeah, I thought this was – this playing defense than you did against Cleveland, than you did against New York. But and I also thought Oklahoma City, I thought good adjustment by Mark Daniel when the pregame panel and the halftime panel said, oh, I don't know if you want to mess with what's working for you. Let's trust these coaches that they know what they're doing. So I knew that was probably going to be an effective move, and it ended up being with Wallace because Tyrese didn't really get a lot of open looks, especially from the three. He knocked down one that was kind of off balance against the second unit guy. But what it does is it helps the rebounding with Hartenstein being in the second unit, because that's where the Pacers really have trouble. They're not a very good rebounding team. We saw the Knicks beat them up on the board pretty much the entire series. Mm-hmm. And Hartenstein also, he was looking for his offense a little bit more. Maybe that's something to watch going forward if this is more than just a one-game adjustment. And Hartenstein, he was able to score on Thomas Bryant. He's able to score on this kind of undersized second-unit Pacers lineup. So that's something that I think watch out for looking forward.
Follow him at Wes Reynolds 1, co-host of the Long Shots podcast. We're not talking golf tonight, though. We're talking NBA Finals. And, Wes, talk about what bets you made on the series before it started. I know we talked about your first half under bet tonight, which was a winner. You're a lifelong Pacers fan. You actually worked for the Pacers before you moved to Nevada. I know you're a bit of a homer, but realistically, did you feel like they had a shot in this series, a shot at extending this series, and how did you bet it?
I do feel like they have a shot in the series, and admittedly, it was a homer bet. Do as I say, not as I do. I don't recommend bettors doing that, but I played the $5 on the series price on the Pacers. It's been 25 years since they made the finals. It was, you know, piece of money, basically nothing that was official, but kind of hoping to do is hoping that this bears out. I'd like to see the Pacers win, but from a betting standpoint, I'm hopeful that this continues. And then I want to bet 2.5 on spread at plus money. I think it was.
Hey, Wes, real quickly, we're gonna hang up and call you back there, Wes. Giving us some stuff there. We'll pay some bills while we recall Mr. Wes Reynolds, because as you know, the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup are here, and PropitX is offering the best odds all playoffs long. PropitX is a peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states, the first of its kind here in the U.S. You'll be able to make your sports picks against other groups of fans rather than against sportsbooks. Exchange rates guarantee you the best odds by average 10 to 20%. Even request your own odds. Matt, download PropitX today. Use the code VSIN, V-S-I-N, and earn up to $200 in profit cash over your first month. Halftime right now in Oklahoma City, 57-45 is the score. Hopefully we'll get Wes Reynolds back on here in just a little bit. But one thing I did want to note, Matt, is what we've seen so far from that turnover standpoint here. And Ben Golliver, who I believe covers the NBA for the Washington Post, the Pacers' 19 turnovers at halftime, that's already their second highest total this playoff run. They'd been averaging 13.2 turnovers per game during the regular season, Matt. And then how about this, as Nick Whalen chimed in, our own Nick Whalen, OKC only scored 9 points off those 19 turnovers. So once again, what gets fixed moving forward? Is it the sloppiness, or does OKC actually turn those turnovers or finish inside the arc? Because I think as we watch that game, don't you feel like Oklahoma City should be up by more than 12?
I didn't think OKC played all that great either in the first half. Like, remember I mentioned to you at one point, how many close-range shots have they missed? You know, OKC missed a lot of shots in the lane. Also shot 7-for-18 from three. It feels like the Pacers actually shot it well from three by percentage, 8-for-19, 42%. It's just the number of turnovers makes you think that OKC should be up by 20. When you turn the ball over 18 or 19 times and a half, that's why you would probably say OKC should have a bigger lead than 57-45. You got to get more points off those turnovers. Do we have Wes Reynolds back or not?
I think the connection is struggling there, so no Wes for the he's
cell signal went out tonight.
He's running around.
Halftime number: Thunder -2, total of 117, and Thunder up 12. We're sitting at 102 total points. Total closed about 230 at tip off. So now that's basically telling you the live total is right around 119, 120, and. I played under 231.5 for the game. I am not going to try to middle that, even though I'm not all that confident this game is going to. It wasn't a huge bet for me, and that's why when the live total dipped around 214.5, I probably should have played that over, but didn't pull the trigger. Tim, these teams have been really sloppy offensively, and the shot making has not been great, and you still have 102 points on the board. It's going to be interesting to see how much higher the quality of play is here in the second half, because Pacers, no way they're going to finish this game with 35, 38 turnovers. That's not going to happen. You got to think the Pacers are going to come out and play much more efficiently in the second half, right? You can't turn the ball over 30-plus times in an NBA playoff game.
So does that lead you to looking at Indiana +2 in the second half?
I'm not going to look at Indiana at all, because I think the Pacers are going to make most of their adjustments and going to play a much cleaner game in game two. I just it's hard to recommend anything live here. I would say, if anything, maybe over in the second half, because the first half is so sloppy on both sides, and you still hit 102. I wouldn't be surprised if the second half total goes over 117.
Yeah, 117, 117.5 right now is where we're at. As we bump out the break, we'll take a look at a pretty packed sports book here tonight on game number one of the NBA Finals. Folks going to get a couple of beverages before they head on back to their seats, Matt, for the second half of the NBA Finals. 57-45 is your halftime score. The Oklahoma City Thunder with a 12-point lead. Second half line, 117 or 117.5 is your total. and the Oklahoma City Thunder a 2-point second half favorite. OKC up 12 at the break.